The oversupply of walnuts is putting downward pressure on price. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Mike Poindexter is CEO of a Poindexter Nut Company in Selma. He said it's going to take a little work to get these supply levels down so the price goes up.
Well, it's going to go through a rough patch. One thing that we need to do, I think, on the supply side is there are some old orchards that need to go.
And some of these old orchards are being pushed out from place to place.
Yeah, but they're not going fast enough. We need to go through over the next 2 years and rip out every single orchard that needs to go. I mean, what's the point? Why are we holding on to them? They need to go. I remember somebody talking about, this is in regards to the raisin industry. You know, they used to talk about what's the harvesting capacity, what's the trucking capacity, what's the receiving capacity, and they were talking about what is the bulldozer capacity, because they were pushing out grapes so fast. What is the capacity to push out all those vineyards? We're not at that kind of stage on walnuts, but there is a limit to how fast you can push out walnuts, because it's very cost intensive to replant a walnut orchard. A lot of work, and generally you're going to follow that up with another permanent crop, and it's not cheap to put in.
That's Mike Poindexter with Poindexter Nut Company, a leading grower, processor, and marketer of California walnuts. In fact, they market to more than 45 countries. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.